From KLW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents, context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
I live in Lakeside.
The Western Addition.
Diamond Heights.
Emeryville, California.
Westwood Park.
Coming up, we'll go inside embattled City College of San Francisco and look at the fight for the school's survival.
Serving our students is becoming more difficult because there's all this extra work that we must do.
Then we'll meet the man appointed to guide City College to its uncertain future, Special Trustee Robert Agrella.
We have been looking everywhere in the institution where savings might occur. Savings, however, that would not directly impact the classroom.
And we'll hear from the biggest constituency at City College, its students.
It's not just like, oh, there's only one kind of English, like history, for you to take and one American history. There are like 50 different histories for like all different kinds of people.
What will it take to keep City College of San Francisco open? That's coming up on a special extended edition of Cross Currents. You've probably heard about the crisis at City College of San Francisco. It's at risk of losing its accreditation, potentially as early as next summer. The school serves nearly 90,000 students, and it's the largest community college in the state. Today on Cross Currents, we're taking the whole show to look closely at what's been happening at City College. We'll hear from faculty.
Serving our students is becoming more difficult because there's all this extra work that we must do.
We'll hear from administrators.
I personally do not believe that City College is going to close.
But first, let's hear from the people City College is supposed to serve, the students.
My name is Stephanie Prieto. I'm 19 years old, and I'm studying political science at City College of San Francisco. I came here due to the soccer program that we have here. I was recruited, and the classes are really good, so that's also a big deal.
My name is Marshall Mathers. My name is Omar Gutter. And I'm 30 years old, and I'm studying engineering. I was born and raised in the city, and all my life I've been to a public school, so just keep it going. Like, I'll stay in public school until I'm done with school.
Hi, my name is Stephen Harmon, and I am 20 years old, and I'm studying fire science technology here at City College. A lot of the chiefs and high-ranking officers in the San Francisco Fire Department come here and teach when they retire, so the program is quite good.
I'm Vanessa Wu. I'm 22 years old, and I'm studying film production at City College. Honestly, I came here because I want to transfer to state, which I did get into, so it benefited me, I guess.
Oh, ni hao, Lusheng Richard Fish. Hello, my name is Richard Fish. I'm 67 and retired, and I'm studying Chinese at City College. Shi li da shui. I live in the city, and I want to study Chinese, and they have a very good Chinese program. Yeah, I went to college and worked as an engineer. I'm retired now. I have lots of time, and it's very convenient and not expensive. Yeah.
My name is Chloe Opfel. I'm 21 years old, and I'm studying Chicano studies here at City College. It feels like every class is an elective, like something that like you choose. It's not just like, oh, there's only one kind of English, like history, for you to take, and one American history. There are like 50 different histories for like all different kinds of people.
Those are current students at City College of San Francisco. They're still there along with tens of thousands of others, despite the difficulties going on behind the scenes. I'm Holly Kernan, and this is a special edition of Cross Currents looking at the crisis at City College of San Francisco.
New at 5, the future of City College in San Francisco is in jeopardy. After years of scrutiny, the Accrediting Commission for Community and Junior Colleges issued a drastic decision tonight, telling City College it's revoking its accreditation.
The accreditation troubles at City College began in July of 2012 when the Regional Accrediting Commission put the school on what's called show cause status. It's the harshest sanction the commission can give, and it puts a school on the defensive, asking it to prove why it should not have its accreditation revoked. The commission's evaluation cited mostly fiscal, structural, and governance issues and gave the school roughly 8 months to fix the problems. That sanction forced the college into crisis mode as it scrambled to fix the problems and keep its accreditation. Still, last July, the commission said it wasn't enough. City College's accreditation would be revoked in 1 year. After that announcement, the publicly elected Board of Trustees was effectively disbanded, and an appointed special trustee assumed sole decision-making power over the school. His name is Robert Agrella.
My role is to essentially perform all of the duties and responsibilities of the normal Board of Trustees. So it's oversight of all of the operations of the institution.
We'll hear more from Agrella later in the show. But first, KALW's Jen Chien takes us inside of City College of San Francisco to see the work that's being done on campus to keep the school open.
Open, accredited, and ready for you. That's what it says on the big electronic sign at the entrance to City College's main Ocean Avenue campus. Despite all of its troubles over the last year and a half, the school is still fully operational and remains fully accredited. Students crowd the walkways in between classes, and the atmosphere feels like any other busy college campus. But there's something else running under the surface here.
I think there's a palpable fear among the students.
Fred Teddy is a professor of mathematics and the Academic Senate president at City College.
I mean, my morale was low, too, trying to accomplish. So it's a lot of work. When I was hired 19 years ago, I practically kissed the concrete outside the doors of this building every morning because I loved coming to work so much. Not so much these days. I get the impression that I and everyone else, we drag ourselves to work in the morning.
Since the accreditation troubles began, Teddy and his fellow City College faculty have been putting in long hours. In addition to their regular teaching time, they've been addressing some of the commission's recommendations. They're measuring students' long-term learning outcomes, and they're streamlining governance structures.
So we used to have committees and subcommittees. Well, we flattened it. There are now just committees. There are no subcommittees.
Less time in committees could mean more time for teaching or prep. But Teddy says the new systems can sometimes feel oppressive.
A lot of us feel locked into this externally imposed structure that we don't all necessarily feel we operate well inside of. And when you feel that way, it's much more difficult to act as if all of this extra work will lead to improvements for the students.
To me, it's not about stressful, it's about importance.
Gohar Momgen is City College's accreditation liaison officer. She used to be the chancellor's executive assistant, but was appointed to this role soon after the school was put on show cause. She's the interface between the college and the commission, and from her point of view, the value of the accreditation process is clear.
Just like we have standards for our students, what we expect them to achieve, what it takes to get an A, you need to come out with these outcomes.
And she says City College was not getting an A.
When you take a hard, honest look at what's actually happening, and it was that accreditation report that came in that made us take a look at that, and it was like, oh my God, we don't meet the mark on this, and we need to change so that we can improve.
Changes have been happening. The college was projecting a deficit of over $2.5 million, so it tightened up its finances. Operating costs for its 8 satellite campuses were unknown, so it started keeping better track. And the college is updating its ancient database software. But it's also done some controversial things, like making layoffs and pay cuts to teachers and staff while hiring 30 new administrators. Meanwhile, the accreditation crisis has had a huge impact on enrollment. Leslie Simon teaches women's studies at City.
In the community, there are those who think that we're closed, are closing, that we've lost our accreditation. None of that is true. So we have to get the word out that we are not going to lose our accreditation.
The college's full-time student population has dropped almost 15% since last year. But enrollment at the school was falling even before the accreditation crisis began. It's a trend that happens at most community colleges. More students enroll in bad economic times, and when the economy gets better, there are fewer students. If the dramatic drop continues, City will receive much less state and federal funding, and it's already lost almost 10% of its state funding in the last 2 years.
Mission Neighborhood Health Center, maybe they would want the Mission ESL flyer. Now, do you think the little ones or the big ones?
Every Saturday since September, Simon has joined fellow faculty members Danny Halford and Susan Lopez in running an enrollment campaign out of a small office at City College's Mission campus. They hand out flyers, posters, and class schedules to volunteers who then deliver or post them by hand around the city.
We have quarter size. Let me see.
Leslie Simon says she's actually pretty confident that the school will stay accredited. She's worried about the kinds of changes being demanded now, changes that bring into question what or whom a community college should be for.
We're worried we're going to be downsized, and so we want our CCSF for our San Francisco. Immigrants, parents with young children, formerly incarcerated people, you know, low income, sexual assault survivors, people who are not necessarily the traditional, you know, student who's going to transfer right away to the four-year university, but eventually may do that if they're given the chance.
What Simon's talking about is a bigger fight, one that goes back to a state Senate bill known as the Student Success Act of 2012.
I'm very pleased that Senate Bill 1456 passed unanimously out of Senate Education Committee this morning. I think that's very exciting that we had broad-based support.
This was a controversial set of guidelines for the state's community colleges. It gives priority to students who are more likely to finish a degree or transfer in 2 years. The law fits well with the federal government's current completion agenda, a push for colleges to award more degrees with more efficiency. Here's President Obama talking about it shortly after his reelection.
If you can't stop tuition from going up, then the funding you get from taxpayers each year will go down. We should push colleges to do better. We should hold them accountable if they don't.
Many at City College of San Francisco see this going against California's tradition of completely open access to higher education.
So let me hook you up. You'd like some Mission ESL?
Well, yeah.
One of the people picking up flyers at the enrollment campaign office is Dawn Moore. She's a nurse and a lifelong learner.
I got my associate degree, and I went on to state. And then I came back and I took some photography classes and some music. And then I took some electronics and computer classes. And now I'm taking the trauma certificate.
Students like Moore, who aren't necessarily seeking degrees, may not have the same access to City College in the future. And there are thousands of students like her, like the ones taking this English as a second language class at the Chinatown campus.
Our money comes from Sacramento. Sacramento is state, is the capital of California. We get that money from the state of California.
Professor Ed Rosen is giving a mini lesson in civics as he implores his students to sign an attendance sheet.
So every time you sign, we get money. That's why you have to sign. Okay? Really, it's very important.
This class is a partnership between City College and the nonprofit Chinese for Affirmative Action, or CAA. The students here are mostly low-income immigrants from China. Rosen teaches them language skills specific to the hospitality industry, and CAA provides job leads and other help.
Okay, so union benefits. Give me an example of a union benefit.
Union benefit, yeah. I paid worker 20.07 hours.
Per hour.
Per hour.
Very good.
ESL is actually the largest department at the school, with over 300 teachers and 700 courses. Low-income students often qualify for fee waivers for credit classes. Non-credit classes are free. Student Ivy Gao moved here from China 3 years ago with her husband. She's currently taking ESL classes from 10 to 3 every day, at no cost to her.
If there was no City College, then I wouldn't know where to go to learn English.
Gao is currently unemployed as she takes care of her young son, but she says Rosen's class will be useful when she needs to look for a job.
Before, I didn't know anything about hotels, but now I understand how it works, and I'm glad someone can help me with interviews and writing a resume.
For many people, this class represents a primary purpose of City College. But providing that kind of education might not be possible anymore. Consider what the school has taken out of its mission statement since the accreditation crisis began. Citizenship preparation, GED preparation, cultural enrichment, lifelong learning. Again, accreditation liaison officer Gohar Momjan.
Our mission statement was that we serve everybody and, you know, all facets of the community to achieve all things. And we weren't successful in doing that either when you look at the resources.
Academic Senate President Fred Teddy understands the desire to improve student success.
But he says defining success only by measurable outcomes is ultimately harmful.
We're supposed to be serving the community at large. We are supposed to be offering people who didn't have an ability to earn a high school diploma back when they were the right age. Where else are they going to go to get that high school diploma? They come to us. The immigrants who can barely speak English, where are they going to go to learn English? They come to us. Older adults who want to acquire new skills without having, you know, the pressure of being in a room with a bunch of 20-year-olds. Where are they going to go? They come to us.
City College continues to make tough decisions as it awaits word from the Accreditation Commission. But no matter what happens come July, questions will continue to be asked about the meaning of a community college education. For Cross Currents, I'm Jen Chien.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan, and you're listening to a special extended show exploring the crisis at City College. And I'm joined now by reporter Jen Chien to talk a bit more about what's going on off campus to help keep the college open. So, Jen, in your report, you talked about how the school's trying to meet the accreditation requirements and working within the system. But CCSF supporters have also been really active outside of those channels. There have been protests and even some lawsuits.
That's right. There are now three civil suits against the commission. And the commission is not a government body. It's a private nonprofit approved by the state and federal government to do accreditation. So the city attorney of San Francisco, Dennis Herrera, filed a lawsuit in August. The California Federation of Teachers, along with City College's own faculty union, filed one in September. And early last month, the Save CCSF Coalition, which is an independent group, includes student, faculty, as well as concerned citizens, they filed their own lawsuit. So lawyers for all three of these suits have been cooperating with each other.
So explain the lawsuits and what kind of power they have.
Well, they all have similar complaints against the commission. They're accusing them of violating federal laws as well as their own policies. They're accused of inconsistently applying their own standards. And the lawsuits also raise questions about the impartiality of the commission.
And again, this commission is a private entity. What does that mean, the commission's impartiality?
Well, the president of the commission was a strong proponent of the Student Success Act of 2012. That's the law that prioritized students seeking degrees. And City College was one of that law's fiercest opponents. So it would be hard to prove that the commission or its president has been biased against City College, but there are those who believe that this accreditation crisis has something to do with pushing the completion agenda forward.
And so those three lawsuits that have been filed, have they been heard by a judge yet?
No, not yet. At this point, there have been two injunctions now filed to stop the commission from revoking City College's accreditation. And those injunctions were filed because the actual lawsuits have been delayed or haven't been heard yet. And the commission says the suits have no merit, and they've asked for the city attorney's case to be moved to federal court. Now, that was denied. The city attorney, for his part, says that's just a stalling tactic. And it's important to note that City College itself is not involved in any of these legal challenges. These are all outside parties.
So this is very complicated. The Accrediting Commission has also run into trouble with the U.S. Department of Education, right?
That's right. And that's really interesting. So before the lawsuit, City College's local faculty union, along with the California Federation of Teachers, filed an official complaint against the Accrediting Commission. This was a 300-page report with over 800 pages of evidence that was sent to the commission and also to the U.S. Department of Education. The Department of Education responded with a pretty strong letter back to the commission, basically agreeing and affirming some of the points in that complaint. And what makes it really interesting, the timing of it, is that it just so happens the Accrediting Commission is under review this year by the Department of Education. That happens once every 5 years. So last Monday, the Department of Education staff released a report that was critical of the commission, but stopped short of saying they should be shut down. It actually gave them 1 year to fix their own problems.
Wow.
So tomorrow, they'll hear third-party comments, and City College has sent a delegation of faculty and students to speak at that hearing.
Well, so speaking of students, which is really what this is supposedly all about, how have the students been active in this fight to save City College?
Well, the Save CCSF coalition that I mentioned that has a lot of students involved, and the student trustees from last year and this year have both been very active and vocal. There have been a lot of rallies and protests, including marches to City Hall. But I think the hard thing is that there's actually not a lot within the process of accreditation that students can really do. And City College's student body is so diverse and spread out geographically, and there's so many part-time students that it's hard to organize them the way that students at, say, a UC can get organized. So the students who are involved with Save CCSF have called on the mayor to speak up against the accrediting commission, and they've also called for the removal of the special trustee who's now in charge of the school.
And we're going to hear from that trustee next. Thanks so much, Jen.
Thank you.
Reporter Jen Chien has been covering City College of San Francisco for KALW. You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. We're going to hear now from the man at the top of the administrative chain at City College, Robert Agrella. The state appointed him to advise the college's 7-member board of trustees just over a year ago, but in July, when CCSF was put on show cause status, the state effectively disbanded the board and gave Agrella sole decision-making authority over the school. His full title now is Special Trustee with Extraordinary Powers. Agrella is an experienced administrator, and he's the former president of several community colleges, most recently at Sonoma and Santa Rosa. He sat down with KALW's Ben Trefney, who asked him what exactly his administration is doing to save the school.
We have been looking everywhere in the institution where savings might occur, savings, however, that would not directly impact the classroom, because we're still interested in obviously carrying on the best instructional program and provide the best student services activities that we could possibly do. I think you're aware of the fact that our enrollment is down, which could mean a serious financial shortfall next year, should that hold.
So you say you do not expect City College to lose its accreditation. Why not?
Well, we're working very, very hard. We've identified all of the issues that that need to be addressed in order to maintain accreditation. You know, there are those standards that you must meet. We're well on our way to completing all of those steps. We think that, along with the stabilization of the executive level, new chancellor, we've filled the vice chancellor of finance, the vice chancellor of student development, the vice chancellor of academic affairs are all filled now on a full-time basis. So part of the problem that the institution has had for particularly the last 2 or 3 years is a lack of stability at the top end of the organization. And just stabilizing that is also going to help.
It seems that when the Accreditation Commission made its decision, they had set a deadline for when City College had to meet the 14 points that it was lacking in. And it said, ultimately, that only 2 had been met, and therefore the deadline had passed, and therefore it was going to lose accreditation. But obviously, a lot of work has still been going on since then, last summer, to shore things up and meet these. So why was that deadline then? Was it fair, and was it real?
Well, the deadline, that kind of a deadline, for given the amount of work that had to be accomplished, was it fair? Was it real? It was fair from a certain perspective, but it's not wasn't really possible to complete all of the work that's required. So now they've given us the second year to do it. It's important to realize also that while they gave us the July 31st, 2014 deadline, that deadline can be extended by the commission so that if we show significant progress, let's say, but they still don't believe that we've made 100% progress, they could delay that decision further on. And I personally do not believe that City College is going to close. Obviously, we're going to build a summer school schedule. We're going to build a next fall schedule. We're just moving right ahead. All the time that we're doing this, we're in what's called the review and appeals process, okay? But again, I'm very optimistic about maintaining the accreditation of CCSF.
Well, one of the consequences of them making that declaration was a loss of students. One of the reasons that you gave is because students maybe think that you lost your accreditation or are going to lose your accreditation, and then how are they going to get their AA degree, perhaps, if they're in that kind of a program? That brings into question what their motivation was to make that declaration.
There's no question of what you said is to be true, and that is that I think a lot of students who read in the newspapers or the media, and it's certainly been unfortunately well-publicized, that the college could possibly close, I think a lot of students were concerned.
Well, do you think that, I mean, what you said is that at that point, City College could close when they made that declaration, but I think that the media reports are basically saying City College would close.
Well, I don't always agree with how the media phrases things, and I think that's part of the problem also, that sometimes bylines that are written on stories in print, when you read the story, it's not quite what the byline says. You know, a portion of the process that we're in is that we must write a closure report. But when people say, well, they're writing a closure report, after all, that must mean that they're going to close. No, that's one of the steps that you must go through when you're on show cause. You have to write a closure report. It doesn't say you're going to close.
That's City College of San Francisco Special Trustee Robert Agrella. So speaking generally about community colleges across the nation, what do you think their role is now in 2013?
Well, I think their role primarily right now is probably threefold. First, to provide transfer education so that students who want to go on and get a baccalaureate degree or higher can do that. So that's important. Second, I think in terms of career development, whether it be a certificate program or a degree program, community colleges really can be a part of the economic engine of a community and of a state, such as in California. And then the third role is just basic skills training. Students come to City College because they need basic skills in mathematics, English. You know, this college has a very large ESL program because of the large ESL population in San Francisco and everything. So that comes into a kind of a different facet. And also, a lot of students want to come just for the sheer sake of learning. They want to learn another language, for example, other than English, and some want to learn English. So I think those are the three primary roles of community colleges. And those have been, quite frankly, the key and critical roles for community colleges probably since their founding.
Do you think that all of those roles are safe going forward as far as funding and accreditation?
I think they're safe in terms of they're part of the core values of a community college. Are they safe in terms of continuing to be funded like they have traditionally been funded? That's a very good question, and one that's up in the air in the state of California, because there have been some proposals that non-credit would not be funded in the same manner that it is currently funded, that non-credit education would no longer necessarily be handled by the community colleges, but might go back to K-12, which really, at one point in time, it really was. So I think, you know, those questions are questions that are being debated right now. I would hope that they don't alter that as core values within the institution, because I think the non-credit and the credit both are important segments of a community college, and particularly important in a community like San Francisco.
Why do you think funding for those aspects of community college are maybe more in jeopardy now from the governmental standpoint?
Well, that you'd have to talk to the governor, I guess, and other folks who in the legislature who might be debating that. But, you know, the big debate is where can you get the best bang for your buck? That's what they're looking for, unfortunately. And they want to see how many students are going on to a four-year college or university. A lot of your non-credit students don't do that. They're here, like as I mentioned, for the basic life skills. And that's not something measurable. You can't put your finger on that and say, well, 54% of your students who graduated got jobs, or 71% went on to four-year colleges and universities. It's much more nebulous. And so it becomes more, unfortunately, more vulnerable from a argumentative perspective. Everything, when money becomes tight, when revenue streams become tight at the state level, then they gravitate toward looking at what's the cost-benefit analysis. And you can't always measure these things in terms of dollars and cents. To a student who cannot speak English, new to this country, being able to come to a college like City College of San Francisco and learning a language that they have to speak here in most cases, and that would be English or write and everything, you can't place a value on that.
That's Special Trustee Robert Agrella speaking with KALW's Ben Trefney. We also requested interviews with members of the Accreditation Commission, but when we submitted questions, they asked us to change those questions, and then they didn't respond to further inquiries. Listening to a special edition of Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan, and we're examining the fight to keep City College open for the thousands of students who attend classes in San Francisco. The commission meets next month in Sacramento. City College has put in a request for review of the commission's decision to revoke accreditation. If that is denied, the college can file an appeal, and the whole process could go on indefinitely. With all of the bureaucratic jockeying, it can be easy to forget what the point of all of this really is. The crisis at City College is fundamentally about the question, what is best for the students, that diverse pool of people that represent the vibrancy of the city of San Francisco. So let's hear from more of those students now.
My name is Isaiah Johnson. I'm 18 years old, and I'm studying communications.
My name is Alaric. I'm 18 years old, and I'm studying C++.
Hi, I'm Vivian Wong. I'm 20 years old, and I'm studying architecture in CCSF right now.
My name is Ryan Cotter. I'm 30 years old, and I'm a sociology major at City College.
Brian Chan. I'm 18 years old.
My name is Dallas Sperling.
I'm studying accounting.
I'm studying physics at City College.
My name's Anthony Gonzalez, and I'm 25, and I'm studying computer science at City College.
My name is Matthew Martinez. I'm studying criminal justice and Islamic studies at San Francisco City College, and I'm 47 years old.
My name is Essie Ogunet Novapuere.
My name is Anissa Benmarin.
My name is Pat Urban, and I'm a veteran.
I'm 27.
22 years old, and my major in studies is special needs child development.
My name is America Yamaguchi, and I'm studying biology.
I'm studying administration of justice at City College.
And that's all for today's special edition of Cross Currents. Our team includes Julie Kane, Leela Day, Audrey Dilling, Angela Johnston, Jasmine Lopez, Charlotte Silver, Stephen Short, Seth Samuel, Raisu Sussman, and Melanie Young. Today's show was produced by Jen Chien and engineered by Chris Hoff. Casey Miner is our senior editor. Our senior producer is Martina Castro. Ben Trefney is our executive editor. And thanks to you, we are listener-supported public radio.
Oh, Job, Job. Uh-huh. Oh, what you reckon? Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. What you're hearing now is Linda Tillery and the Cultural Heritage Choir. They're one of several choirs participating in a joyous choral extravaganza along with the Oakland East Bay Symphony. The program takes place at Oakland's Paramount Theater on Sunday starting at 4 p.m. All of that information along with more local music and more local stories is at KALW.org. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly Kernan.